Now some news from the world of sports. There were 8 technical fouls handed out and 3 players ejected from last night's second-round NBA playoff game between the Boston Celtics and Washington Wizards. And if you want to know why, Celtics guard Isaiah Thomas summed it up pretty well. We don't like them, and they don't like us. The Wizards took Game 3 from the Celtics 116-89, but the lopsided score wasn't the story so much as the ugly confrontations that marred the contest. The bad blood between these two teams stretches back to the regular season, and it's only intensified with the pressure cooker of the playoffs. The biggest flare-up occurred when Boston's Kelly Olynyk was called for a foul on an illegal screen that sent Washington's Kelly Oubre Jr. to the floor. Oubre got to his feet and then charged at Olynyk, shoving him as a scuffle ensued with several players involved and the refs probably feeling like they were patrolling the ice of a hockey arena instead of the hardwood of a basketball court. Oubre was ejected from the game, and later in the fourth quarter, Terry Rozier of the Celtics and Brandon Jennings of the Wizards were also sent to the showers early after picking up double technicals. Oubre's ejection was deemed a flagrant 2 foul, and the league reviews those, so he could be facing a possible suspension. Either way, the Celtics know they have to play better in Game 4. They still lead the series 2-1, but Thomas was held to just 13 points after scoring 53 in Game 2. John Wall led the Wizards with 24. Game 4 is Sunday in Washington. No word yet if boxing gloves will be handed out before tip-off. Nothing so dramatic in Game 2 between the Golden State Warriors and Utah Jazz. Draymond Green knocked down 5 three-pointers and finished with 21 points as the Warriors won 115-104, and they have a 2-0 lead in that series. To Major League Baseball, and there are some similarities between the Wizards-Celtics relationship and the one between the Boston Red Sox and Baltimore Orioles. But in Game 4 of what has felt more like a 40-game series, there were finally no batters hit by a pitch, no ejections, and we hope no racial slurs hurled by terrible people from the stands of Fenway Park. Instead, there were just reminders that Manny Machado is a thorn in the Red Sox side, and he proved it again last night, breaking a 3-3 tie in the fourth inning by hitting a 3-run home run bomb out over the Green Monster. That led to an 8-3 Orioles victory. Kyle Kendrick was on the receiving end of the Machado blast. The veteran pitcher was making an emergency start after the news that knuckleballer Stephen Wright will need surgery on his knee. He is done for the season. Kendrick pitched pretty well for 3 innings and had a 3-1 lead before he fell apart in the fourth and gave up 5 runs, punctuated by that Machado homer. The Red Sox pitching staff has been very good to this point, both starters and bullpen, and mostly it's been the offense that has scuffled, but there are cracks showing in the dam, and David Price can't return to the rotation soon enough. The good news is that he threw a simulated game yesterday and his elbow responded well. He's ready for a minor league game or two before finally making his first start for the big club this season, and if he can return to form, it will greatly bolster the starting 5. Dustin Pedroia hit his first home run of the year for the Red Sox last night in the losing effort. The Mets and Braves were rained out last night, and the New York Yankees were idle. The Yankees opened a compelling series in Chicago tonight against the defending World Series champion Cubs. That should be a really good one. In the NHL playoffs, I was surprised to see the Ottawa Senators jump out to a 2-0 lead over the New York Rangers, but I suspected that the Rangers, who really do have the more talented lineup, would bounce back. And they've done that now with a 4-1 win at Madison Square Garden last night that knots the series at 2 apiece. But as is often the case in the playoffs, it's not the big-name stars coming up big for the Rangers, but the fourth-line plugger players that you don't often think of helping to dig the blue shirts out of the hole. Oscar Lindbergh scored twice last night, and tough guy Tanner Glass had 2 assists for the Rangers in the win. Game 5 shifts back to Ottawa on Saturday, and the Senators do expect their superstar defenseman Erik Karlsson to be able to play in that game, even though he left last night's game with an injury in the second period and did not return. The Senators need Karlsson if they want any chance to move on in the playoffs. In college men's lacrosse, the Norwich Cadets had their season come to an end after a 14-11 loss to LaSalle in the semifinals of the Great Northeast Atlantic Conference playoffs in Newton, Massachusetts yesterday. Cody Moore did all he could for the Cadets, scoring 3 goals and 2 assists for the 4th-ranked Norwich team. They were ousted by the top-seeded Lasers, who will play for the GNAC Championship this weekend at home against Mount Ida.